Welcome to We Go There. I'm Lexi.
And I'm Nikki. And our favorite conversations are when someone starts by saying, this might be TMI,
But hey, we go there. Because there's no such thing as having too much information when it comes to your health and wellness.
We dive deep into topics, interview experts, and get answers you need. Because knowledge is power.
And feeling empowered is what we're all about.
So let's go there.
Welcome to We Go There. I'm really excited. Nikki's excited. We are in the presence of a queen today. Andrea is part of a coaching group that I am involved in, and we refer to her as the queen. So we are here with the queen, and she's just full of wisdom and inspiration. I'm going to first read her caption on her Instagram profile because it sums up Andrea so well. Lawyer and IP strategist for badass women in business. I'll show you how to build and protect assets in your business so your grandchildren are rich. It's all about legacy with you, but you have had such a journey, and I'm excited to dive into this journey because today you own a multi six-figure business and you have this goal of uplifting women and supporting women through the earning ceiling and protecting their dreams, harnessing the law at all stages of their journey and using the law really for them, which I find so amazing. But you also are a mom of three, a cancer survivor. You just got engaged. So excited. And you're just absolutely fabulous. So I'm really, you know, we're so excited to have you today and can't wait to dive into your journey and how you've gotten to what your purpose is and really creating legacy for people and their kids and kids and kids. Welcome.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here. I have had this circled with a red pen on my calendar. Because I love that you go there. I love that you are willing to really ask the questions and have the conversations that not everyone else is comfortable having. So I am thrilled to be here.
Yay.
I'm just excited to meet you. And like, I've listened to other podcasts that you've been on. And so often I've been taking notes going, I can't wait to talk to this woman. She's a wealth of info.
Yeah, you really are. You really are. So I think we should dive into your story because I feel like that's how you really unlock like your purpose and just take us a bit on your journey. So, you know, how did you get started and into what led you into your practice that you have today and its purpose?
Yeah. So it's funny, growing up, I wanted to be an anthropologist, not a lawyer.
No way.
I wanted to be an anthropologist. I had read all my mom's Margaret Mead books. And then I realized that I don't like bugs. And like all the anthropologists I knew had to go live in the jungle. And I was like, maybe not. So law, I like to
read. So law.
But I really struggled. So I studied it and I was practicing it, but I didn't have a real love for it. I didn't feel like I was really, you know, doing what I was here to do. And after I finished my maternity leave with my third and final child, I used to say second, and then I had a third. So now I say my last child, my final child, so as to tell the universe that I mean business. But after that, I started going to mom groups a lot because that's when I was available and I felt comfortable around other moms. And I realized that there were never any other lawyers at these groups. And there were women who were smart, who had great businesses or great business ideas, but they weren't being supported legally. And the fact that they weren't being supported legally was holding them back. And that's when I realized, I was like, this is what I've been searching for. And that's when I made a decision to work almost exclusively with women entrepreneurs to help them to harness the law, to grow their business and their wealth.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I love that. That's amazing. And so on your journey, so you got into this and that's when you had a partner that you were in law with at that time?
That's right. So I'd started off with a partner. And as I was realizing that my real calling was to work with women entrepreneurs, we decided we were no longer on the same page. This was a niche that I wanted to pursue. My partner was a man, understandably didn't want to pursue that niche. And so we decided to part. And then 2 weeks later, after we'd made the decision to separate, by the way, plug here for shareholder agreement. So we were both lawyers. We'd known each other since we were 11. We had lots of friends in common. And so before we had started our partnership, we had a really thick partnership agreement, which meant that once we separated, the relationship stayed intact because there was no opportunity to have a dispute because everything was there in black and white. It was like a prenup for business, right? But it was done when we were really happy and happy with each other. Anyway, just a small plug. If anyone is listening who's going into a business partnership, that's really important to be able to preserve the relationship.
And did you, were you able to preserve that relationship?
Oh, yeah. I had lunch with him 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
So then 2 weeks later is when I got the cancer, breast cancer diagnosis at the ripe old age of 37, which was a surprise, right? I had no family history of it. My grandmother, my great-grandmother lived to 106. My grandmother lived to 95. Like, I've got real longevity in the family and no one else had it. And it was a real shock. And I had just decided I was going to start this new practice. And I was shocked. I was worried. My youngest at the time had just turned 3. And I remember, so you get the diagnosis, but they don't know how advanced it is, right? So you know you have it. Although even that, like I was very, I could, I guess the stages of grief or whatever is, I really was in denial. I was like, surely they have messed my test results up with someone else. There's no way that this can be it. Anyway, we went through all of the testing and there's a period between when they do the test to see whether it's spread and when you know what the staging is. And I remember I was bathing my daughter and I just kind of broke down because I was like, who else is going to do this for her, right? But it's interesting. I was never angry. Like from the very beginning, I took this as, okay, my body clearly has been trying to tell me something and I wasn't listening. And I remember looking in the mirror and I was like, I'm really sorry that you felt like you had to do this for me to pay attention. And so after that, I mean, I was worried, I was anxious, and I was concerned, but never angry at it. I really tried to find what was it that I had been ignoring? What was it that I needed to pay attention to? And it turns out that what I had been ignoring was a deeply unhappy marriage, which was causing resentment and frustration and just all around lack of happiness. And so I'm not, I mean, I obviously wish that I hadn't gotten it. No one wishes for it, but I am immensely thankful for the gifts that it brought me.
It's not easy to get to that place, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
This episode of the We Go There podcast is brought to you by The Bell Method, a fitness company that blends Pilates with pelvic health, creating choreography from science. You might feel overwhelmed at all the abs after baby programs promising to make you bounce back after birth, or maybe you're feeling unsure of how to exercise in pregnancy and prepare your body for delivery. It can be tough to navigate what information is credible and evidence-based. Women deserve better. I created all of our programs with the guidance of pelvic health physiotherapists, and we continue to evolve our programming to stay current with the latest research. At The Bell Method, we ditch guilt and bring balance to our bodies with programs designed to fit your life stage. We'll help you reduce incontinence, diastasis recti, and prolapse so you feel strong, confident, and empowered throughout pregnancy, postpartum, and beyond. I invite you to enjoy 10% off your first class session with the code WEGOTHERE10. Visit www.thebellmethod.com for more.
So and what happened after? I've got so many questions about us talking over lunch.
Need to know the gifts. What happened?
I went through the treatment. I was really thankful to have been referred to a naturopathic doctor who I had never, you know, I'd always been completely with conventional medicine. So cancer made me open up to a lot of different ways of doing things, both in terms of healthcare, in terms of spirituality and mindfulness and mindset, et cetera. But the first foray into that was working with a naturopathic doctor who helped me to prepare my body to go through chemotherapy, which we all know, not a fun time. But I really had a lot of support. So I didn't have the same reaction to it that most other people had. I still was able to work a few days while I was going through the treatment. I was still able to be out and about. I'm really, really thankful that Dr. Mark Fontes, who was amazing during the whole journey. I also had critical illness insurance. So another plug, not an insurance agent, don't sell it, broker. But if you are a woman, critical illness is so important because they give you a lump sum. It was what allowed me to be able to continue to pay all of my bills, to pay other lawyers to take care of clients so I didn't lose clients while I was off, and to invest in the therapies that I needed to be able to support my body as I was going through surgery and chemo and radiation. So critical illness is like the cost of a couple of Starbucks a month. It's really not expensive. And as I said, I never would have thought that this would have happened, mm-hmm. right? I had no family history. I was 37. I breastfed all three of my kids, like, you know, they tell you to do to reduce your chances. And sometimes you just the luck of the draw. So I got through that. And so I got the diagnosis in February. I had my mastectomy in March, had chemo between May and August, and then finished radiation in November. And about a week before my radiation finished, I asked my then husband to leave. I had found out he had been cheating. This was really a culmination of a lot of other things, but it was kind of the cherry on the top of the the shit sandwich. And asked him to leave, and life immediately got better. Like, I finished the treatment, he left, I felt lighter and happier. I remember going out and buying myself a pillow for my bed that said, "Happiness looks gorgeous on you." And I just kept telling myself that. And one of my affirmations to this day is, I am a woman who takes excellent care of herself. So I started remembering all the things that I like to do that had been squashed down. Because, you know, when you're in an unhappy relationship, you're just kind of trying to make the other person not be upset with you. So you're not really focusing on what it is that you like to do. You're trying to keep them calm and happy and at least at arm's length. So really, it was kind of a rediscovery of what do I like to do? When I started taking myself to the movies by myself and going for lunch dates. Like, if friends didn't like the type of food, fine, I'll go by myself. And really discovering that. And the funny thing was, the more I took care of myself, the more money I made. Like, it started to be exponential. The more rest I took, the more I really leaned into what I wanted to do. And when it started, it started from a place of, clearly I haven't been listening to myself. That's why, in my story, that's why the cancer happened in my head. And so it's really important to me to listen to myself. So ridiculous things like the following year, I felt a really strong pull to go be around trees. Now, I am not a nature person at all. Like, to the extent that my mom thought that I had had bad news, like it had come back and I was trying to go process it, she was really worried. I was like, no.
When you said you needed to be around trees.
Yeah, because I had never ever said that before. She was like, "I don't want to go to a hotel. Like, if you need a break, you can just go to." I'm like, "No, I want to go be around trees." And I literally went into Airbnb and typed forest yurt. And this yurt, I was just listening to what my body was saying. I was confused because I was like, "This is not normal behavior for me." But okay, I'm going to listen. And I found this forest here in Madoc, Eastern Ontario. It's like a town of, like, I think 2,000 people, way out in the middle of nowhere. Again, my mom's like, "What is going on?" She's like, "Are there any black people in that town?" I'm like, "I don't know. I'm just going to be around the trees. This is what Airbnb took me to." Anyway, so I go to the yurt. And there was no running water. So it's essentially like glamping, right?
Yeah.
But it was great because I was away from everyone else. There was no Wi-Fi. So I had time with my thoughts and I was listening on Audible to The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks.
Which everyone needs to listen to. Or read. Yes.
Yeah. And that concept of your zone of genius just was like, and I came back from the yurt and the trees with an appreciation of what my zone of genius was and started to implement that in my business. And again, things started to really take off. And I can talk more about that later in terms of where that's taken me. But that concept of there is something for each of us that really is our zone of genius. And the more time we spend doing it, the happier and more successful we will be has really been, there's like a before reading that and after reading that. And then I found Henna, which is how Lexi and I are connected and is an amazing peak performance coach, which I think was on.
We have an episode with her coming. So,
and that piece about mindset and part of what I worked on was, so most people, when they think about lawyers, it's go, go, go. You're working 14, 16 hour days. You never see your kids. And I knew that if I continued doing that, I felt like I would get sick again, but I didn't know of any other way of being. And so when I came to Henna, it was, I want to make money. I really like money. But I don't want it to be at the expense of my health. And that was the first year that I took a whole month off in the summer, petrified, because I didn't know of any other lawyer, especially like a solopreneur at the time, who had done it. But again, the more rest I took, the better I took care of myself, the more I told myself that I make money while I rest, I make money while I have fun with my kids, the more money that I make. So that's in the journey. Yeah.
It's amazing. And your mindset before you were working with Henna also is so impressive in that you were truly like through your breast cancer journey became so in tune with your like listening to those nudges that were telling you what you needed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's been the real shift. I think before I would get nudges and I would just kind of ignore them and I would power through. And I kind of viewed it as a badge of honor to just power through. If you're tired, if you're not feeling well, if you've got a gut feeling about something and you think that you're being ridiculous about it. And I think one of the biggest changes is that I really pay attention to the point where I end up in the middle of trees for...
No kidding. Like that is literally... It's like, I don't know why, but here I go.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And it's obviously working for you in that you continued to, through that journey, as you're listening to yourself, make money and do more, meaning like more productive, but not by doing more, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. Exactly. And even the making of space. So for a long time, I didn't want to date after the divorce because, one, I felt like my life was full enough. And also, there was a bit of I don't want to pick that again. And I have to figure out what it was in me that either attracted it or was attracted to that and allowed that to happen. Mm-hmm. And I remember him as well in one of our first meetings was like, you will find a partner who will love you and your children. I was like, I am here to figure out how to make more money in less time. Like that's what I'm here for, all this lovey-dovey. But as I started to listen to the nudges and to make space for what I really wanted, it made space for that. Like I made enough space in my life for a partner who I really wanted and who was going to be kind and trustworthy and, you know, fun to be with and all the wonderful things that my fiance is. So even that, like not pressing that part down or telling myself that it was impossible, but making the space, having the mindset around who it was that I wanted to call into my life. And it's funny, and I'm sure you've experienced this too, Lexi, from the work with Henna, but like the mindset is so powerful. If you truly believe that you are there, and that the thing is happening or the person is coming, sometimes it's so quick.
Oh yeah. I tell Adam all the time, I'm like, I manifested you. Yeah. And he's like, why manifest you? I was like, well, exactly. See, it worked, but it was actually me. I did it. But it is true. I think like our minds are so much more powerful than often we even believe. And Nikki and I were literally just talking about this before we got on here, of just like how manifesting a mindset is so, so impactful to any part of your life, whether you have a business or not. Even in a day-to-day life, like you can make substantial changes and improvements by it. So can you talk about your zone of genius and that concept? Because it leads into what you're so passionate about today in your law practice. And I feel what like truly differentiates you from any lawyer I've ever met. I've met one other lawyer who's somewhat similar to you in terms of like the mindset and peace. And she's the absolute joy and dream. It's just you two that I know of, and you know her.
So, I know her.
Yeah. Like you guys obviously found one another. When right? I met you, I was like, clear. Of course, you know, Zoe, you're the only two lawyers I know who are like genuinely like, yeah, you're just so, so different in your mindset and approach. So anyways, zone of genius.
Yeah. So what I believe my zone of genius to be is to help people get unstuck by seeing connections between their zone of genius and opportunities. And so what we talked about, the power of the mind, we're at a point in history where you don't need to have tangible assets. You don't need to have, you know, real estate in order to build wealth. You can create wonderful assets with your creative brilliance. And for people who think, oh, I'm not creative, that doesn't mean like being an artist or being able to write a good fiction. That may be you are brilliant at systems, or you have come up with a method. We'll talk, Nikki, later. You've come up with a method. You've come up with a particular way of doing something, and you know that it works and you've seen the results. You are amazing at getting, like Lexi, you and the culture that you've created at Waxon. Like, that is a gift. Not very many people are able to have that, such a rich company culture over the number of stores that are there, both the corporate and the franchise. So helping people to see the thing that comes naturally to them and how that is their gift to the world and how they can use that to improve their lives, their children's lives, and the lives of people around them is really what I feel I'm here to do.
Lexi here. Okay, so let's shift to another under the radar, not so hot topic for a minute. Body hair. Everyone's got it, but a lot of us want to live smoother. Am I right? 10 years ago, I started Waxon Laser and Wax Bar. Waxon isn't just any waxing and laser hair removal bar. We are the industry leader, creating a safe space that inspires people to live confidently in their own skin. Over the years, we've developed trust. Trust that you know you're getting the best quality and comfortable experience every single time. Whatever you come to Waxon for, it's going to be awesome. We've created our own exclusive gold wax formula that's like no other. It's as pain-free and long-lasting as it gets, perfect for all your waxing needs. At Waxon, we've invested in top-of-the-line laser technology that's effective on virtually any hair and skin tone for effective results on every body. Seriously. And we carry a carefully curated collection of products. Some we make ourselves, locally, I might add, and some are from brands we've fallen in love with that adhere to our values and standards of clean, good for you, and female founded. If you haven't experienced Waxon, I invite you to enjoy 20% off your first service with code WEGOTHERE. Visit waxon.ca or download the mobile app to book in with code WEGOTHERE, because there is such a thing as a better hair removal experience to help you live smoother.
I feel like I'm going to guess that when you speak to somebody like me, for example, there must be a lot of kind of like, hey, have you thought about this? Or, hey, do you realize this?
Yes.
So speaking for myself, you know, or anyone listening, you know, we often, I feel like we undervalue, especially as women, right? Like we undervalue our talents or what we have. And you're, I feel like you could potentially be somebody in my life and many people's lives to go, hey, but no, actually, hold on. What you've got here is actually, this is worth more than you think it's worth.
That's exactly what it is. And it's so much fun for me. Like if I won the lottery, this is what I would do for free. Because having that conversation when people are like, I think I might do this. And then you start talking about the opportunities. Hey, Nick, have you considered this? What about, and you can see their faces, like the light in the eyes and the, I hadn't thought of that. And like, we both get goosebumps at the same time as we're talking about it. It's lots of fun. But I think you're right. As women, we tend to undervalue us. And the tricky thing about the zone of genius is it's the thing that comes so naturally to us. Mm-hmm. We assume that everyone else can do it because it's like breathing air for us, right? So we assume everyone else can breathe. Everyone else must be able to do this as well. And it's not. And it's tricky as women for us to put a value and charge for the thing that comes easily to us. So that's where the mindset shift. I remember with one of my first coaches, when she was encouraging me to increase prices, and I was like, but I don't, you know, I care about my clients. I don't want them to have to do this. I want them to be able to access the information and the help. And she goes, caring should cost extra. Not all lawyers care.
Oh my goodness. Well, it is, it's so personal, right? Pricing your services is so personal.
Yeah. Well, and you know that, Nikki, it's like directly linked to you, just like Andrea, right? It's like, it's for you and what you're offering and the value of that. I have another friend who also I've challenged so many times to increase their prices, and it has to feel right.
Yeah.
For you, obviously. And you have to like get to that place where you can do it. But I love that you lean into this piece of your zone of genius is something that comes so naturally and also that you love. And so it's like, well, how could I, like, that's my passion. Like, Nikki, this is your, like, you live your passion every day and how you like help women. Right. And it's like, oh my gosh, like I get to like make money doing what I love. Like, yeah, you can. And so, or it's just leaning into it in your zone of genius, whether it's making money or not making money, but just improving your life. And I love, Andrea, that you are talking about this in a way that like, yes, you have like part of your practice is focused on this with women, but also just by you being out there and talking about it is also for women who don't need to make money off of it necessarily, but it's just leaning into it so that they can live a happier life, right?
Exactly. Like you don't have to make money off of it. Obviously, if you're in your business,
but it'd be great too. Like we highly recommend it.
You don't need, not everyone's motivated by the same thing. But your time is important. Mm-hmm. And how you choose to spend your time is important. And so that's the whole idea. If you spend majority of your time in your zone of genius, even if you never charged a dime, you will just be happier and more fulfilled because that's what you're on the earth to do.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. Love it so much. And I love that this is how you have chosen to spend your time.
Me too.
Me too. I love that this is your zone of genius, which is really cool.
Yeah.
You're like, I feel like it's like, you know, I get like a lawyer / hype girl. Like, all right.
Let's go.
You know what I mean?
Well, this is the thing. When I, so I've always been fascinated by business and entrepreneurship. My dad was a serial entrepreneur. One of the reasons why I chose this type of law above all of the others is that I really get to be involved in being the hype girl. Right. When people are going through like a divorce or family law or criminal law, like your lawyers tend to have to interact with people when they're going through really heavy, not fun parts of their life, which I didn't want to do. Business and IP is great. It's like, oh, you're starting a new business. Wow. We're doing a new certification. You're bringing on employees. It's always like expansive. And even when there are challenges, it's challenges that come as you are growing and expanding and contributing something to the world. So it's just fun for me to see clients start to recognize the opportunities and take advantage of them. And this is why I'll just say this. Often people will go to lawyers when something goes wrong, which I understand, right? Things have gone wrong and you need to fix it. But really, there's so much opportunity in having a conversation with a lawyer ahead of time, because the protection that you're looking for is what gives you the confidence to go and take new opportunities, right? How many people maybe want to grow but are worried about bringing on employees because they don't understand the legalities, or they're worried that someone's going to, you know, steal their clients? How many people would go on to new collaborations with people who would grow their audience, but again, are worried about, well, what happens if we break up, or what happens with, you know, what we've created? Knowing that you are protected and knowing that your relationships reflect what you want them to be gives you that little extra confidence to go and take those opportunities. And that's where the real, that's where the real benefit comes from.
Yeah.
Right. Confidence.
Yeah.
Here for it. I'm like, what's your number? No, I'm kidding.
Calling 100%. You. 100%.
Yeah. I need to get this book, The Big Leap. That was the book you talked about? The Big Leap.
Oh, yeah, Nikki, you do. It's so good. It's so, so good. And it talks all about upper limits and so many good nuggets in there alongside the Zone of Genius. Yeah. Like, it's chapter after chapter of like real solid.
Yeah. Okay. I have a mindset question. Mm-hmm. What do you do? Cause I know, and I feel like sometimes my role in these podcasts is to like really think about what a listener is thinking about, and they're kind of going, wait, what? And so that's me. Like, okay. So I'm sure there are people going, like, there's sometimes the word manifestation gets eye rolls. Yeah. Sometimes it's like mindset. Like, come on, I thought you were a lawyer. Like, give me the actual hard and fast nitty gritty, you know, and I'm kind of a nitty gritty person myself. I'm like, just give me the facts. Like, you're getting a little woo woo on me here. So what do you, which I also love and want to do more of, but I also have to call that out that there may be people kind of
absolutely.
Going, what? So what do you do? Like, are you able to sort of, Andrea, sniff out a bad mindset quickly with clients? And then how do you help them shift that?
Yeah. So, wonderful question, by the way. And I do, my dad, by training, is a chemical engineer. I grew up with flow charts all around the house. So like, I get the nitty gritty, and I tend to actually start at the 30,000 feet and then get down to the details. With clients, I really try to focus on who I want to attract. And so I don't get a lot of clients that don't have a good mindset, because those people aren't really attracted to what I'm putting out there. Mm-hmm. So that helps a lot. Those who come, I mean, I'll try to talk to them about opportunities. If they're really focused on the pain and the, you know, feeling heavy, I will usually invite them to go elsewhere. But in terms of the manifestation piece, I think, and I think initially when I was journeying on this, thought that it was just like, oh, you just do the affirmations and you think positively and things will magically happen. You still have to work. Like, it still requires effort. I think the difference is the effort comes from a place of you being connected and listening to your gut, and you being connected to what it is that you want to really do. And so your effort can be more, you know, that whole 80-20 rule, that 80% of your results come from 20% of your effort. And so if you are in touch with yourself and you're keeping a positive mindset and you're listening to yourself, the nudges that you get as to where the effort should go are going to pay off, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's coming from a deeper source.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to follow the nudges. You still have to do the work. Still have to draft contracts. I still have to talk to clients. I'm not, you know, sitting at home and just doing affirmations. But I think in following where your gut is leading you to and listening more intently, the actions that you take tend to have a bigger payoff than if you were just kind of listening to other people or, you know, kind of throwing things
so that 20% is essentially your zone of genius.
Exactly. And that's why you can do more in less time. Because if you've got 20 hours and your results are coming from 20% of those hours, if you can identify those 20%, then you just have to do those 20% of the hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
And I think for anyone who's like doubting or maybe is not, you know, fully into this mindset manifestation. It's like, just try. Like, what if you just follow a nudge and see what happens? And exactly. Like, just try it. Be like, you know what? I'm gonna be crazy here. I'm gonna get a little wild, and I'm just gonna follow what I'm feeling and see what happens.
Exactly. View it as an experimentation. I think I shared this story at some other time. So when I was first working with Hina, again, I was very skeptical, had never really done mindset stuff. And I, you know, was like, how is this possible? The only way to make more is to do more, right? And Hina just said, I think maybe out of frustration one day, you know how to do it your way. How about you just pretend like my way may work? Just pretend. Give it a few months, right? Worst case scenario, if it doesn't work, you can go back to doing it your way. And I was like, that sounds fair, right?
Yeah.
And that's where it started. So I think that's an amazing piece of advice. If this is all a bit too woo-woo, just try it. If it doesn't work for you, wonderful. But if it does, it may open up a new way of doing things.
Yeah. And why not? Like, if so, why not? You know? Nikki's going to be there. It's funny.
I have one more question. Do I have? Time out. So you tried it. Hina, your coach. Okay. For everyone listening, Hina is your coach. You have the same coach, Lexi and Andrew have the same coach. So you were a bit like, meh, okay, eye roll. And then Hina made you that proposition. Just pretend my way works, try it. So my question to you, Andrea, is what did you do differently when you stopped doing it your way and you did it Hina's way?
I rested more.
Okay.
I prioritized self-care a lot more. So it came to the point where if I hadn't had a good night's sleep and I had morning meetings with clients, I would reschedule them so that I could have a nap. Right, I know.
Reminder, like Andrea has three children and single mom, right? Yeah. So like this isn't... Everyone's like, must be nice. Like, no. Like she was a single mom with three children, just survived breast cancer and in this state, right?
Exactly. So I had lots of stuff on my plate and lots of things to do.
Excuses why that should never be what she's doing right there is like taking
It did feel counterintuitive, right? Like when you are in overwhelm and there's so much to do, the last thing you feel that you should do is take a nap or go for a walk in the woods. But I had committed to this experiment, and if I make a commitment, I'll stick with it, right? So I'd committed to the experiment, and I just started listening to my body more and actually following through, even if it didn't make logical sense, which is the lawyer is very difficult because you're taught to be logical and analytical, right? And I kind of have to take off my, I put on my lawyer hat when I'm doing the law. And I think that was the other thing, to use the skills. So I am analytical and logical and have some of that by nature and some of that by training. And that is really useful when analyzing a contract. That is really useful when negotiating a deal. That is not useful in building a plan for my life. That is not useful in finding a partner, right? So understanding that you've got different tools for different situations and I can put on that toolkit when I need it, but for my life in general, being much more guided by intuition.
That's a big point.
Yeah.
It sounds like it took you a bit to learn that.
Oh, for sure.
I'm glad you figured it out. And you're teaching everyone else.
And now she's engaged to the love of her life and has a thriving business doing exactly what she loves.
Exactly.
And like, amazing. Of your journey is so inspiring, Andrea. Really.
Thank you. Yeah, the experiment worked.
To sum it up.
Yeah.
What do you want to leave our listeners with? What message do you want to leave? You've left so many great tidbits, but what message do you want to leave them with?
I think what's really propelled me is the fact that when we are working in our zone of genius, when we are doing the things that light us up and make us happy, the world is a better place. Our children are happier. Our communities are happier. We really owe it to ourselves to take the time to uncover what it is and to spend our time doing that, because the ripple effect is huge, whether that's financially, right? Whether it makes you more money and now you're able to contribute to causes that are important and to fund things that are important to you, or whether that is simply you've got children who are so proud of you because you are living your life's purpose, whatever the impact is, that's your legacy. And that's what will make the world a better place.
Couldn't be better. So good. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your zone of genius with us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. I'm going to call you.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for our next episode. And in the meantime, follow us on Instagram @WeGoTherePodcast and check out WeGoTherePodcast.com for more info.